Well, we start another week of our school spotlights, and today it's Storm Lake Community School District, and Kelly Anderson, Special Education Director and Principal from our East Earlyhood Childhood Building, joins me now. And Kelly, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Just trying to, if I could get my tongue untied, I'd be even better here. So, but we're doing our best, and I know you and your staff do that each and every single day, and you have some things to share with us from your building.
Yeah, we have quite a few things that are going to be coming up. I just wanted to share some information with our parents. Our parents are our partners in our education here at East Early Childhood, and we think it's really important to share things that are going on here and up-and-coming events, so I'd like to take some time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, obviously, our big farm trip coming up, so families be on the lookout for information about that in early October. We also have a couple of things that we're doing here in the building. Parents have all been given information about our Kindness Counts initiative that we're working on, where we work on our ways of being safe, being respectful, responsible, and kind. And teachers are sending home weekly some slips so that parents can share information about what their kids are doing at home to be safe, respectful, responsible, and kind as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start some kickoff events here in mid to late October. So just kind of keep your eyes peeled and open for some of that information to be coming.
Okay.
We also have a great partnership with Iowa Public Television that we are starting this year under the Ready to Learn grant, a federal grant. And we'll have some information that will be coming out to families about some up-and-coming events that will take place here at our early childhood facilities, where we really want parents to come in and partner with us. The focus for the Ready to Learn grant is around literacy, and then also this year they're adding an initiative of STEM education. And so we're going to really be focusing on getting families in the classrooms here in the building with us and partnering in some great hands-on learning with our students.
Okay. Very good. And then was there anything else you wanted to share this today?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to just extend an invitation to our families who have children or have a vested interest in becoming a part of our Early Childhood Facilities Committee meetings. You might be reading in the news lately that there have been several conversations, and there's been some meetings that have been held just to start this process, but we really would love to have some parents or family members or stakeholders from our community who could be a part of that process with us. So if they have a vested interest in coming to any of those meetings and sharing information and sharing their viewpoints, I encourage them to contact either myself here at East Early Childhood or contact Dr. Turner at our central administration office, because our families and our parents and our community stakeholders are a very important part of this process.
Well, thanks for getting the word out today with our spotlight. And again, as you alluded to, anyone can get a hold of yourself or Dr.
Yep.
Turner. And we will look forward to visiting with you again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. That is Kelly Anderson joining us today with the Storm Lake School Spotlight Program, brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental, right here on Mix 101.7.